So we just paid like $400 this quarter for Azure OpenEye to churn through. A bunch of engineering drawings that probably could have been scraped with rejects and little patience.
Right. And you're telling me we could have saved 75% of that cost if we just asked, does this doc even need a cloud call before we spun up the endpoint?
Yeah, that's the local first AI inference pattern the article lays out. 70 to 80% of predictable PDFS route to deterministic local extraction at zero cost, then you only hit the cloud for the weird 20 or 30%.
And they built a composite scoring function to route reliably, not just text presence, not just a single metric, but four criteria: spatial, anchor, format, and contextual signals. Spots the difference between a title block scoring 98 and a revision history scoring 66 on the same character string.
Exactly. And once you wire the tiers, you've got three-tier architecture, local deterministic, cloud AI as last resort, and human review lane to catch the rare misses. Bounds the error rate so the cloud-only silent hallucination problem and the local-only miss scans problem both go away.
Sure, they ran it on 4,700 engineering drawings. Cloud first would have cost $47 and eaten 100 minutes of wall time. Local first cut it to $10 to $15 and 45 minutes, and they kept the human review queue tight enough to stay sane.
But Cody, who's actually adopting this? Verticals with boring, repeatable layouts. Invoices, regulatory filings, those kinds of documents. They're the sweet spot.
Wait, you're saying teams will refactor their whole pipeline for 20-cent savings per doc?
Not for the 20-cent savings, for the $47 surprise that shows up on next month's Azure bill when 30% of those invoices hallucinate line item and you have to queue them all for review.
Fine. But you're underestimating the effort to tune that composite score. Five iterations of prompt hammering just to get from 89 to 98% accuracy.
That's the point. You only do that work once your corpus is stable enough to justify it. The alternative is shipping cloud endpoint today and debugging drift 6 weeks later when the model quietly invents new line item.
Task-specific validation sets over vendor benchmarks, they say. They upgraded from GPT 4.1 to GPT 5+ and saw a zero lift on their 400 file set.
Which means if you're not measuring on your own documents, you're paying for shiny model that doesn't move the needle.
Okay, but who maintains the human review lane once it's live? That queue isn't free.
It's cheaper than twice a year surprise cloud bills when half your corpus leaks into hallucination retry loops.
Fair. Still feels like a lot of plumbing for edge cases. Most teams will never hit.
Maybe, but if your business runs on predictable layouts 50 weeks a year, the local first router pays for itself the first time. A cloud endpoint silently invents an invoice total.
So this is basically a refactoring play for orgs that hate surprise as your bills and love saying, "I could have written a regex for that."
More like they love not getting woken up at 2 a.m. because the model hallucinated a missing PO number.
Chuckles. Yeah. Still sounds like a weekend project. Someone in DevOps builds once, then forgets to maintain.
Only if they treat the composite score like a fire and forget script instead of a product component tied to a stable corpus.
So the real test is whether you will still be running the same router a year from now when the invoice layouts drift.
That's why you keep the human review lane. It's the canary that tells you when the composite starts to stink.
All right, let's say I buy it. How do we actually poke at this?
Two ways. One, a solo hack. Grub PDM miner. Six, wire. A tiny composite scorer. Local of format match and anchor present, cloud else. And use local LLM as the fallback edge case.
200 lines of Python, no cloud budget required.
Perfect. And two, if you're on team, drop tiny Azure function in front of your existing pipeline. It logs every local hit and every cloud call and spits out cost deltas and latency over week of real docs. Then you decide whether to refactor.
So the verdict is, if your corpus is stable and layout predictable, the three-tier local first router is worth the upfront legwork.
Yep, otherwise keep hitting the cloud endpoint and budget for surprise retries, at least until the bill hits your desk.
Laughs, good thing we're not shipping anything mission critical this week.
True. Coffee's cold anyway. Anyway, Thread this thing into our backlog before someone spins up another $100 OpenAI run just to pass PDF that's mostly boxes and arrows.